From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Republican presidential hopeful John McCain and his running mate Sarah Palin will be campaigning today in Wisconsin and Michigan after McCain formally accepted his party's nomination last night in St. Paul. McCain promised to work across party lines, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John McCain stuck close to the Republican Party line in his acceptance speech, promising lower taxes, limited government, and conservative judges. But he also promised to reach out to Democrats and independents and use the best ideas from across the political spectrum. McCain boasted of being a maverick, unafraid to take on special interests, whether they're lobbyists, union bosses, or even fellow Republicans.
I understand who I work for. I don't work for a party. I don't work for a special interest. I don't work for myself. I work for you.
By way of illustration, McCain cited two families in the swing states of Michigan and Pennsylvania, one struggling with a lost job and investment, the other with a special needs child. He offered no specifics of just what kind of help he'd provide those families. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the McCain campaign in Milwaukee.
Senator Barack Obama fired back at Republicans and kept the focus on the economy while campaigning in Pennsylvania yesterday. Obama will be in the Keystone State again today. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Obama told voters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that the Republican convention had focused on everything but the issues, and that the election should be about substance, not personality.
Instead of the distractions and the silliness and the nastiness and the slash-and-burn politics, let's have a serious debate about how to get this country on its feet. Let's have the kind of government that the American people deserve.
Senator Obama went after John McCain's tax plans, saying to voters that the Republican is out of touch and doesn't understand that Americans are struggling. Among other things, Obama touted his plans to invest in renewable energy as a way to generate jobs and ease the nation's dependence on foreign oil. Audie Cornish, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign.
Atlantic coast states are bracing for another big storm. Forecaster Dave Roberts at the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Hannah could strengthen further today as it approaches.
We're still looking at a possibility where it may just become a hurricane just before making landfall sometime late Friday night, early Saturday morning.
Early this morning, Hannah's maximum sustained winds were near 65 miles per hour, with the storm centered more than 400 miles south of Wilmington, North Carolina. Officials in the southeast are also monitoring Hurricane Ike in the Atlantic, which has weakened to a Category 3 storm, but forecasters say it remains dangerous. Markets overseas have been down today after yesterday's sharp drop on Wall Street. This is NPR. A Pakistani woman in the FBI says has links to Al-Qaeda, failed to show up in court yesterday. Her lawyer said she needs to be taken out of the prison system and hospitalized. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Afia Siddiqui was supposed to answer murder and assault charges in a Manhattan federal court. Prosecutors said she tried to kill U.S. soldiers when they came to interrogate her in Afghanistan in July. But instead, she was a no-show, and one of her lawyers, Elizabeth Fink, said there were a roster of issues that prevented Siddiqui from being there. She spoke to reporters outside the courthouse.
This is an extremely traumatized human being who needs human rights and needs help.
An indictment unsealed this week alleged that when she was taken into custody, Siddiqui was carrying handwritten notes referring to a mass casualty attack with a list of New York landmarks like the Empire State Building. She's not being charged with anything related to terrorism. Her next court date is September 22nd. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says she is excited about her trip to Libya. She's to leave Portugal today on the first visit to Libya by a U.S. Secretary of State since 1953. Relations between the two countries have been sour for decades, and though agreed upon compensation from Libya to families of terrorism victims is not complete, Rice says that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has changed course by abandoning weapons of mass destruction and renouncing terrorism. Among the victims of terrorist acts connected to Libya, the more than 280 people killed in the bombing of Pan American Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. This is NPR News.